Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Red Dragons faithful. Welcome to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, hosted by Bo Machante, that features Coach Perry and the next generation of today's Red Dragons players.
Welcome back to another edition of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located in Niles, Ohio, right there on Robbins Avenue. And I am your show host, Bo Marchante, along with Coach Jim Perry. We're here in the studio. Finally, we get a Monday back after a hectic couple weeks of trying to finagle a showtime. Coach, not what you wanted, 31-7 on the polling, and I know them being 2-3 probably made you a little bit more optimistic than in the past that maybe this Red Dragon team could kind of get past the polling team. But kind of take us through your thoughts on last Friday night.
Well, like you said, I think going in, we did have pretty high expectations. Going through the game as it unfolded, I don't think the film lied at all. We played awful. And, as I told both the coaches and the player, that accountability has to start up, with me. And we got to get better, because absolutely no excuse to play the way we did. And, quite frankly, I'm a little bit embarrassed by it. But at the same time, I don't think things are getting easier anytime soon. So we got a choice. We got to lay down and get run over, or pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, as they say, and try to get better. But, yeah, an ugly night on a lot of levels, for sure.
Nice. And definitely you got South Range coming up, and we'll get to that towards the end of the show. But getting back to this game, kind of sound that you're not happy the way things went. How does this kind of set the mood for this week? I mean, you guys are just coming off the field. The kids are starting to do their yoga right now. But kind of what does a game like this, the way that they played last week, how does that kind of change your mindset Monday moving forward in terms of, what you want to see out of these kids?
Yeah, you got to ask hard questions about yourself, about the team, about the coaches. And that's sort of our theme this week is we're doing a lot of things different. And the idea behind that is can we sort of drill down to the root of some of our issues, you're in the huddle and come out first play of the game and we call the play the wrong way. You can see it late in the game. Everyone's getting tired. Like what's going on? Or kid comes off the field and says, hey, why'd you do that? Well, I thought the play was this. And, just some things that you really wouldn't expect to be happening around this time of year. And you have to, as a coach, say why, because you can get mad at the kids all you want and say, well, they should, but we're the ones responsible for getting to do it, and we're obviously not getting that to happen. So a lot of soul searching to answer your question. And really, we're trying to listen to the kids a little bit more because, maybe perhaps through that process, we can find out, where that block. Well, you've been down here a little bit, but not a lot just because of your schedule. But I've told some people that have asked, hey, what's going on? Football was a tough night. I said, if you came down and watched us practice, you would think we were a 5-1, 6-0 football team. So it's certainly not for, I can't even say that our kids aren't trying. I know our coaches are trying, but most of our drill work from the time of practice to on the field, there's a disconnect, and man, when you're saying, why is this? It's a hard thing to identify. But like I said, we got some things in place this week that we hope bring that to the surface. And that's all we can do is keep plugging away.
Excellent. Once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located here in Niles, Ohio, right there on Robbins Avenue. Coach, you mentioned earlier that you're kind of listening to the players, maybe kind of get to a midpoint. Can you share what some of their issues, but some of their feedback is on maybe how to get this team to be better?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that maybe I could here in about 20 minutes. One of the things I purposely did is I stayed out of that process, for the simple fact that I want them to be able to open up.
Okay.
And to give you a little bit further insight, so what we did right there is we took our line coaches, had them go meet with, the receivers, and basically jumbled the coaching staff up and say, hey, you know, is this not going well because you don't like Coach Perry, you don't like your position coach? Is there something in their teaching that's, you know, and and then I had that position coach tell the person who was going out to work with their guys, these are, give me three things that you think that we need to work on. And then the kids articulate what things, in my little bit of listing, I think it did match up. You know, they know where the problems are, and then the question is why, you know. And it's, you know, one of the things I think that you can always say is, well, the other team has better players or this or that. I mean, if you look from me, and I, you know, maybe I think too highly of our kids, but if you look from a physical standpoint, I really believe that at this point we could be a 5-1 football team. I think Alliance probably, we have match up well with them in some areas, and they're probably just physically better. You look at our other losses in Jefferson and Lakeview and Poland and I guess Alliance is the other one there. I really don't see a big physical difference, you know. So, you know, that's why I don't want to put the onus on, well, they just had better players than what we did. You know, we're lifting 2 days a week. We're hydrating. We're doing everything that we know how to do. And, you know, as I told the coaches, you guys are the same guys that have been through successes. You know, it's don't blame yourself personally, but at the same time, look for solutions. And so as far as what they heard there, I'm anxious to hear that when we get done with practice here. But I just wasn't in those meetings a lot, you know, like on purpose to see what the kids said. But I could tell that at least to me, it looked like they were communicating, which is a good start.
Definitely. And moving on, you got South Range, and I believe you guys only have one more home game. Am I right?
Yeah. So
that hard to
we're on the roof. Yeah. Well, the year's been kind of going as it always does. It's been going fast for sure. But yeah, South Range on the road this week, and then we return home for Hubbard, or excuse me, for Struthers, and then that's it. Then the last two are on the road there. So, you know, we had those early home games, and of course, the one home game we had got moved to away. So, only four home games is a little disappointed. But you know, I was excited to get on the road this week because we'd been playing better on the road. So I was thinking maybe, you know, being away from home was going to be a good thing. But like I said, we laid an egg for sure.
And South Range this week, kind of take the fan base through what they need to look at and your thoughts on the upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, South Range has been on a run that every coach would sort of dream to be on. They've been knocked out of the playoffs multiple years in a row by Kirtland. But as far as the regular season goes, they've been undefeated, I think, the last 2 years. This is going on their third straight year. And ironically, I believe we were the last team to beat them in the regular season, which feels like, and it was, an eternity ago. I believe they're the number one team in Division Five, and a lot of different people that create those polls or whatever, and for good reason. I love the way they play. I mean, to be honest with you, they just swarm on defense. That's the first thing that stands out. And then offensively, you can go back and put the film on for the last 8 years. They look identical. They run the same plays. They get creative with their formations, but you know what's coming. And, you know, they can be, obviously, they haven't really even been tested. I know Struthers played with them a little bit. There was, I think, six turnovers in that game that Struthers had that kept it close. But, you know, nobody's really even come close to them in the regular season. So expect to see a great football team if you make the trip to South Range. But that's the challenge, like I told our kids. I can remember, and we talked about our first year here, I think Canfield was number one in the state, and Hubbard, I think, was like fourth in the state. And we played those guys back-to-back weeks. And you have to have a little bit of the mentality of, man, we get to play somebody really good and see where we're at. And that's what we're going to have to do this week. So,
yeah, hopefully.
It's a great challenge, and see if we want to step up or not. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully the kids respond. It's kind of like, you know, the small schools going and playing in Alabama or Georgia and Ohio State. Like, you want to step up. And most of the time, those schools do get the best effort from everybody.
Penn State this week was a good example. And yep. I think they played Georgia really, really tough. You know, even at Toledo, watching that Toledo-Ohio State game a couple of weeks ago, early in the game, those Toledo kids were, you know, mm-hmm. flying around. That's all you can ask for. And I tell you, if you do that, our kids would shock themselves if they could be in a ball game before they know it. You only need a break or two to have it go, but you got to come ready to play because, you know, great teams don't mess around. And believe me, South Randy is a great team for sure.
Excellent. And, Coach, we were doing the podcast over the phone last week. We weren't in person like we are today. And I said we usually end the show with the players with a song on their playlist that might not be something that they might – or a song they might get teased about. And then the question, then we got disconnected. So we're going to –
So you didn't even hear my answer at all.
I
was talking away, and then all of a sudden it was
no, the last thing I heard was we talked about the music, and you talked about the 12-minute songs and whatnot. And then we went on to teacher. We didn't get that, and then it would be teammate. So it'd be
You didn't even get my song. I was talking about the overture of 1812 because I play that for them because they think, oh, one song, I got to do the workout. But if you're looking at like something you wouldn't expect to be on my playlist, and this is probably an influence from my kids because sometimes they talk me into it. So I got some Doja Cat. Have you heard of Doja Cat? I got some Doja Cat on there, which, you know, I guess some people wouldn't think. And then, I guess the thing is I got I got classic to country to whatever. So, you know, sometimes you get one and you feel a little awkward. Maybe
That's the one I want. What's that one you would get to? That's the one. You know, you got a little Hanson brothers or Jonas brothers or Hanson on something weird.
Maybe some Taylor Swift, I guess. I don't know. I guess it depends on the mood. Sometimes I play those songs. Like I'll play Johnny Cash in the weight room.
Oh, I love Johnny Cash. Yeah.
Make the kids feel a little awkward. And there's always one kid will come up and say, "Oh, I love you." Know. So you get to actually know the kids a little bit by going through some of that stuff.
You tell a lot through a playlist. And how about this one? During your time at Niles McKinley, who was your favorite teacher?
Man, I had a lot of really good teachers. I would say for me, just the impact he had a lot of different ways was Mr. Rovezzo. You know, I ended up being an English teacher, you know, because of him. But, you know, one of the things I always think of as being a teacher with him is he made me believe in myself a little bit. You know, it kind of recruited me to come out for the speech team. You know, I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm too cool. You know, but it was that whole, maybe I will give this a shot. And, you know, he kind of, like, I learned a lot of confidence from him, not only as like a writer and, you know, in English, but just about myself standing up in front of a crowd and doing all that. And, you know, that's the funny thing you learn, like, when you get involved in that stuff. Those kids of speech put in every bit as much time as we do out here. And, you know, I know that your children are involved in the arts and that. And, you know, play practice till 9:30, 10, 11 o'clock at night. You know, it's not just us doing that. And I think that's why we have to keep all these things alive in school, because you do make so many connections with kids, for sure.
Well said, Coach. Well said. And how about this one? During your time as a Red Dragon player, who was your closest teammate?
Well, there was a group of us, and well, you're almost like a fringe part of this, I think, at one time. But we called ourselves the Three Amigos because we were three senior wideouts. David Williamson and Tony Perrone, we were the Three Amigos. But, you know, it's funny, back then we had our lockers assigned by number. So if you like, I was number 30. So like I was by like number 38 or 28 and 32. And an underclassman, Jason Lanham, was a kid whose number was right by me. So and we sort of became, close that way too, which was, something I guess I haven't thought about. I haven't let the kids pick their lockers, but definitely the Three Amigos. And then, like I said, Jay was another kid who I sort of got to know through that whole process.
Excellent. And it's come the time for our featured Red Dragon to kind of shed some light on who we're going to be sitting down with in the next.
Yeah, Max is going to come in. Max has been on the IR a little bit. I'm sure he'll talk to you about that. But he's had an up and down journey with us medically, just because something that's out of his control, and we're hoping to get him back to where he needs to be through, medication process. But Max's brother's now at Ohio State, but, Max is his own individual, and I really, I'm heartbroken that he's had to miss this time, because he's a kid. I know how it will work with him. The more he plays, the better he's going to be, but he's still down every day. He's getting better in his own way, so I think you'll enjoy talking to him.
Excellent, Coach. Thank you as well, and good luck this week against South Range. Once again, the Niles McKinley Red Dragons football podcast, and you can check these out. It's free on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcasts. They're free and available. Coach Perry is going to run out as the players are doing yoga here at Bo Ryan Stadium and bring Max Citro in and find out a little bit what this young man brings to to this Red Dragon football team. And I encourage everybody, if you can, head to South Range, back these kids up. One more home game left, and as they head down this final stretch, it'd be nice to get the support that's needed. Matt, welcome in, my man. How you been?
Sure.
I'm doing great, brother. How was it just kind of going through the you can't play, but you know you want to play so darn bad?
It's killing me. It is. Had a small hiccup last year during weightlifting season. I was there to play a full season. And it's my ninth year of football.
Okay.
About 7 years old. Dreams about being in this moment. And it's taken away from me. So it's keeping me alive.
Yeah, and I admire how you're still out there, though. You're still part of this team. You're doing everything you can. Absent being able to kind of suit up on a Friday night, you're doing those things. How important it is to you just to be here for the team, be part of the team?
I think I definitely bring a mood to it. If I wasn't here, it's not like it would be like, oh, Max ain't here. But when I am here, I try to brighten it and to teach. I'm almost like a coach out there. You know?
And where do you get that from?
My brother. He helped me a lot, taught me a lot of things, and taught me how to kind of be a leader. Even though I'm not a captain, I still love to lead.
Yeah. Now, you two brothers, is he your biggest competitor? Or you guys, you know, I mean, if you guys are playing ping pong, is it?
Yes, if I'm not taller, not faster, not better. I could always be better.
Okay.
I got to be better than him.
Yeah, I'll have to remind myself. When I get brothers or family members on the thing, I usually like to use that as one of the three and outs at the end of the show. So make sure if I forget, say, hey, what about me and my brother? So it's time to take us through. I always like to kind of rewind a little bit. Pop Warner, Pee-wee, you've been playing Little Red Dragon football since day one?
Played squeegees. Little kid. And I remember my best memories that I had was I was a little fat kid, you know. And we went to the Super Bowl. We won. And I was above weight. Right after Halloween, I had to eat my Halloween candy.
Yeah.
It was probably about 89 degrees outside. I had a hoodie and sweatpants on and a black trash bag running laps around the field before the game.
Trying to.
So that I could still play that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And my next year, we lost the Super Bowl. We're a good team now.
Nice. When did you kind of start to spurt up? I mean, you're a long, lean kid now.
It's surprising. I'd say about 8th grade. 7th. 8th grade, I was still probably, I'd say about 5'8".
Okay.
And the disease I got messed up most of my hormones, so I shot up to like 6'1 over one summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd say about freshman year, that probably happened.
Okay. As you can see, I've never shot up.
Yeah.
I've been stunned this size since the get-go. So kind of take us through position-wise. You said you were that chubby kid, then you sprouted up. So kind of take us through the positions that you've played throughout your football career.
It was actually kind of funny. I was a left tackle and nose guard in LID. And the one game, and Squidgy Scott, big kid, I hurt four centers. And the coach had to come up to my coach and said, please take him out. We don't have anyone to play. I remember they took me out. But I had a play. An LD called Mac. So I was so big that they just gave me the ball and let me run with it. So I couldn't beat that.
Nice.
And I pretty much played left tackle / guard and then nose guard for defense most of the years. And just when I came up to varsity, they're like, you could probably make a good D-end. So, secondary, I started and I became secondary because, you can't always be the best at everything. And then last year, my junior year, I wasn't good enough to start anywhere, but I was the backup for all four people except for center. So, like, someone needed a break, you're going
in. Yeah, you're going in.
So I had to,
utility.
I had to remember how to play, like, different from left and right for, the two positions on each side. And I finally had a cemented left tackle. You're staying here, kind of.
And then.
You ain't moving.
and lo and behold, you got to go through all this.
Yeah.
Now, you got a great smile. You think you have a great pulse. Like you said, you're down here. You want to be here for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any moments where you just kind of woe is me and you're like, or are you just kind of always like, hey, this is what it is and, I'm just
– I mean, I'd say the worst was week 3.
Okay.
Because I practiced Monday through Thursday and I got blood work back and they said, you're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I, it was kind of hit me like a truck.
Yeah.
Never once. 9 years of football, never once out of a game before. And that independence, because it was already a crazy
week.
We didn't know what was going on. And I was like, I don't care. Once they're going to go in and beat them, they're like, you're not playing. And I broke me down a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it really has over the past couple weeks. I try to keep my mental health good.
Yeah.
Always have. Got to keep it good around the team because I'm a senior, so people watch me. If I'm bad, they're going to come down too. But it's really broken me down not being able to play my last season.
Right, let me ask you, is there a shot that you get back before?
It's not looking good. I got to go Monday.
Okay.
I'm going to go. I've gotten all the way up to Cleveland.
Well, put you in the prayer chain, Max. Maybe a little miracle, come back, and then the next time I'm down here doing the podcast next week, you'll be like, hey, dude, I'm suiting up for Struthers.
Hopefully. I don't get the chance to again. It's crazy because I didn't know that.
Fair
and like, some of my brothers always told me, he's like, play every drive like it was your last.
Yeah.
And the Lion, I didn't because we were – we were losing. I didn't play it like it was my last because I was like, I got next week. I have next week.
Yeah.
And then
it does. That's why he's right. Yeah, you kind of cherish everything, and that's in all walks of life. Kiss your mom and dad goodbye, kiss your kids,
yeah,
tell your wife, your husband, you love them. Yeah, it's always good to just leave on that positive note. And we appreciate your time. We always like to leave on a positive note. We do have, we call it three and out, few off the wall questions, and we'll kind of start there. You or your brother, you have great hair. He had great hair. Who has better hair, you or him?
I'd say it's me. You cut all of it off.
Oh.
Your friend didn't like it.
Oh.
I'd say my hair's better now.
Okay. I do, yeah. You know me. I like the long flowing stuff. How about this one? When's the last time you two had to be separated because stuff got a little bit too crazy over something you guys were competing in?
We fight sometimes just to fight. I went down there recently. We were just fighting in the parking lot. Just fun of it. Really, we're two very big guys. I am taller than him now.
Really?
Half an inch.
Wow.
But, we like to compete, and usually a lot of times we fight.
All right, be honest with you. You've been honest the whole show.
Yeah.
What is the one thing that he's just better than you at? Like, I know my brother, I remember the system was like, but it was hockey. And I would go down and I'd beat the computer like 22-0 in hockey.
He's got two things over.
Okay.
Right. He's got DN. There's no way he's better left that. I'm better. I think he's got DN and cooking.
Cooking. Oh, yeah, I remember. I think he brought that up during the podcast when we sat down and did it. I think he knew.
Like, I make a mean bowl of ramen, but... Other than that, I don't think I got much power there.
Excellent. And then the final question, Max, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, is that playlist, your music. What's that one song that you listen to that if your teammates knew that you listened and sang to it, you might get teased a little bit?
I'm all different kinds of music kind of guy. But I'd say one song is Fox on the Run by Sweet. It's an old 70s hair band.
Okay.
And it's not the most manly. So it's got like a little bit of a weirder tone in the back.
Okay.
That's probably a really good song. I like the old music, the old rock, Hairspray bands, people like that.
Okay. Excellent, man. Well, hey, I hope next week when you go up to Cleveland, you get some good feedback. And if it's not against Struthers, I think the finale is against Gerard. And then I forget who you got in between Struthers and Gerard.
Hubbard.
So you got a 4-week window. You got 4-week window. So, everybody get the prayer chain out and get Max. But I love your spirit, you being out here with the team, being something, an influence, positivity. And you never know how much that probably means to those guys, seeing your passion.
Especially my cousin.
Okay.
That's got to keep that mindset for him.
Yeah.
He's never watched a football game before. I took him to a scrimmage for like guy to watch Howland play.
Okay.
It's my first ever football game. So if I don't keep that, you never watch on TV, nothing. So like, if I don't keep that mentality and keep positive for him, I don't want to drop it, I want him to keep good in the mind.
Excellent. Well, Max, real pleasure to have you on. We appreciate you. And, again, best of luck moving forward. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance located here in Niles, Ohio.
This has been a C2P exclusive.